ואוידר ראש השונה חסל תלוס אימרו לפני מלכו יויס כדי שתנריכוני עליך אימרו לפני זכרוינס כדי שיהיה לזכרוינך ובמה ושויפו אבל ואוידר ראש השונה אימרו לפני מלכו יויס כדי שתנריכוני עליך. You have to say Malchus. We know the davening of Rosh Hashanah is based. We have the psukim of Malchus. We say Musaf to Rosh Hashanah. We say the Chazal Sashat. Every place that we could. We push in HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaKodesh. Im gulefonei Malchus kedei shetam lichuni alech. We have to know. Sure, we have to daven, we have to do a lot of things. But Chazal tells us, what is the key? The key is, Imru lefonei malchuyos, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. And this is the avoida. For sure, people think that the easiest avoida is just to cry in a sanatokev. Maybe it helps, maybe not. But Chazal tell us what is the job. The job is Imru lefonei malchus kedei shetam lichuni alech. What is the pshat Imru lefonei malchus kedei shetam lichuni alech? It's a little bit to explain, and we'll try later to put it to practical. What is the pshat of Kadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Ha'olam? It's the king of the world. We think, and the whole Bria, today especially, you know, 2016 already, we know the world is huge. It's endless. They have these places, they call them the black holes. You go inside forever. 500 years of light. You could drive and have to get to the end of it. The world is without a shield. The world is huge. Endless, the world is endless. And in this huge world of stars, every star is big billions of times more from this world. And it's millions and billions of stars. It's only the stars in between the space. And then in all of this big world that we have, we call space, there's one little ball that is called the world where we are standing. Yeah, in proportion to the whole world, just we have to imagine, is this whole world that we're living, and one crumb of sand, this is the size of this world that we're sitting on. And there's a lot of people, I'm not going out to the Shita Samalbim, there could be more people in different worlds, but the hell of Shita Samalbim. Long as we're the only place that human beings are, yeah? As human beings in this world, a lot of human beings, billions of fish, I know, billions, trillions of ants, and one of the is me. I'm one of this big person. I'm asking, you think Hashem cares about me, Bichlam? That's a good question. Every minute, you know how many fish are eaten by other fishes? If you saw once pictures, fish go, a big fish eats them. I'm sure all of you saw it, here or there, yeah? Someone cares, you know, if you go to Africa, the lion jumps on the zebra and eats the back of the zebra. Someone feels bad for the zebra? Unless you, someone feels bad for the zebra. Any moment the zebras are eaten, ants are crashed, any second, someone cares? I'm asking you, someone cares. Why do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will care about you? You have to understand, the beginning of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to understand the proportion of Hashem Melech to the proportion who I am. No one needs me. Why was it? You know, my friends are doing terrible things for me. Terrible. Sometimes you wake up, you're sure your roots will wake up, but the hands will fall off. Yeah? Terrible guys, yeah? You're sure? Tomorrow morning the eyes will fall on the table. You're sure? They're so disgusting. People are killing. You know how much slaves are in the world, and people do to them what they want all over Africa. You don't know what's going on. You're naive. No one cares. Kivyochel les din veles night. This guy that is doing to me, for sure he will die tomorrow. Not even a suffer. Yeah? This is Be'etzim, the proportion, and it's much more, because I only draw what we understand in this world. As malochim, oilomes, and it's without a shield. There's no reason that someone will look at me. I'm a piece of the ant. I'm a crumb. No. The Aviso Tehilo, Mikrutzei Choymer, Mechanitei Neshomo, Vehitei Masech. That's what we say. And we have to come to that accord. Exactly how much to do it during davening, I will try to explain later. And the problem is a lot of people, you know, they hear the shmuz, they work on it doing malchias, but in the middle they get stuck in the movie with the lion with the zebra, you know? You have to know, the Yitzhak is very smart. You start to work on it, you start to think Hashem is big, the world, and then, you know, you find yourself remembering I was in the plane and I saw the lion eating the zebra, yeah? So, we have to know how to deal with the machshav. But we have to understand, but this is the Mitzvah. And when we think every time we say Hashem Melech, this what means Hashem Melech. This what means Hashem Melech. So we stand in Rosh Hashanah. It's Melech Malchei Amlochim. I'm a nobody. There's no reason. It doesn't make sense that he will listen to my davening. It doesn't make sense that he will care about me. But Velvisa Tehino, he's masking to listen to me. We shouldn't dig us up. We can't understand it. And he's masking to listen to me. And I open my mouth. And I can yell, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, I believe that you're a Melech. You know what I tell him? If you just could, my neighbor, if you could just get rid of it, please. There's no reason he will listen to you. No reason he will care. He's masking to give you a koyach to mefire the ilomis. Now we don't understand what it is. We'll try to touch it in a second. I'm opening my mouth. I know you're running the whole world, but just in case you forgot, I know you don't have to look at me, but just in case you forgot, the other fish is disturbing me. They shut the recorder, they're not listening to you. They're not interested in listening. Why you won't listen to you? But someone will ask, why you don't ask private bakashas in Rosh Hashanah? I'm not saying not to ask. We have to ask. If we don't ask, we don't dab, we don't cry. But we'll get later to the practical of what we have to do. But look at Chazal. Why was no bakoshes brought to us? When you're standing in that hakolo that Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, and you, in the middle Hashem, you everything, the world is so big, I'm so small. But by the way, just if you could, my roommate, just like, give him a little push. It's a steer to the whole Mahusa Malchus. It doesn't fit. It's not the job today. It's not the purpose today. Someone will ask me, so why are we daven Michlal? The reason we really daven and Bakoshes is the way we makir in Hashem that He runs the world is that we're asking Him, please help us. That is the way we really regular people could relate that He's the King. I say, I believe, but the Bible says, I need something, go to my lawyer. You know, you're the King, but the lawyer takes care of me. When I turn over to him, so it means I really believe that he's the Melech. But the Shpitz of Rosh Hashanah is the Melech. The Pchatzkel said, the Gemara says about Mitzir. That Rebbe goes out to Anissa. It's no rain. Omar, he asked the Eliyahu HaNavi, who are the people in this world that if they die, then Hashem will bring rain? Omar, the Rebbe of Abonav. Goes out Rebbe to Anissa. Everyone came and said, Rebbe of your kids, you'll be Shliach Tzivu. Exactly how with his kids, but actually, Rabchir Rebonov, it was three million, and then we got exactly clear how he sent Rabchir Rebonov to the Almud. Yeah? I never, 3 years, I lived when I was young, so I had such a habit. But Rabchir Rebonov, who went to the Almud. Ki omru mashi v'ruach osa mitre, osa zike. He said mashi v'ruach was a terrible wind. Omru mayin ha-geshem osa mitre, poured rain. Ki bo lemeim ha-mechai ha-meisim, omru migil ha-roze. Shemayim, he said, who told him the secret? Omru Eliyahu. So Chazal said he took 60 pieces of the nur and the hid of the yom, we don't know what it means. He dressed up like a bear from fire, he ran into the minion and every 6 times. Because if they don't say Mechaim Meis, it's like more of a mitzir. So the question is, like a pchatz of the Levish. Mashi v'ruach osa zike. Moiri da geshem osa mitra. Ki bo lemeim ha-mechaya ha-meisi. The kids think when you say Mashi v'ruach moiri da geshem, it rains. We know the same time of Moto has to rain, yeah? Mashi v'ruach is a shvach to boi lo'ilo. Adu gibo lo'ilo, Hashem Mechaim Meis, Matorav lo'ishia, Moiri da tol, Mashi v'ruach moiri da geshem. Baruch Aleinu, Saint Talumoto. Zog Nebchatzker, when a person is makir behakor b'ruro, that Hashem is mashi v'ruach u'mayir nageshem, you don't need to ask for it. When a priya b'bolof, we're putting all what it means, and he mamish understood that mashi v'ruach u'mayir nageshem, and the tzur of the minyan, the wind came, and they would say mechai amazing, they didn't ask for it. Mashiach will come. Dahayim. The real Akohen by the Olam is the real way to get everything from him. The lower Madrega is the only way we could relate is when we ask. A person knows his father gives him everything. Yeah? But if he doesn't ask him his father, sometimes the father says, you know, let him to ask. We have a room if you take care of him. You see, if he gets that it's from you, you want him to ask a little bit. Yeah? Why? Because you want to make sure that he knows that it's you. But if you really know that it's you, you don't give the giver. The real madreig is ki amri mashi v'ruach. The real way to win Rosh Hashanah is imru lefonai malchu yis kedei shetamlichuni aleich. And when we are makir that he's the melech ha'olam, he knows exactly what we need. He doesn't need a reminder. He doesn't need a text to remember. He knows, he remembers. He knows exactly. He doesn't need help. He knows what I want. He knows what I need. For sure, it's in the Bakoshis. We'll get to that. But the higher Madrig is when I mark you that he could do everything for me. And he could take care of me. And I mark you that in 100%. In a full akoro. When I mark you it in a full akoro, in that moment I get everything. Chazal tell us that this is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Now again, I'm speaking to Bnei Aliyah. I'm not saying that this will be all of your Rosh Hashanah. But take it to one of the things that you have to do in Rosh Hashanah. When you say the Psukim Malchus, but to come to that Akorah, to come to that embarrassment in that moment to ask for something. You're melech ha'olam. You're running everything. You created everything. Everything is machmas you. The fish, the cars, the people, the world, everything is you. I'm a nobody, I'm nothing in the picture. Just what I believe that you're running everything. But I have to remind you of that nothing, how to do it exactly. And he knows. Just he wants you to ask why. One of the ways, I'll speak later, is more in Yonah from Tfilah, is the Hakorah. Mashi v'ruach osa zike. Merida geshem osa mitre. Ki bo ilmei mamechai emesim amru migil orose. Ubiyoy mazeh shetinose malchusecho. That it's yoy mamalchus, it's yoy mbriya sa'ilom. This is the Nachas Ruach to Boi Re'olam. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. And while this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, this is what works. And again, you're not kids. This is the Avoido. Gedoy Le'olam never asked for private bakoshes. Because the whole day they were holding it. They could not ask. when you're standing in such an aimer before HaMelech, such a realization that I'm nobody, such a shiftus. It's so hard for you to ask. Again, normally not asking is coming from weakness, from missing our kohet when a person doesn't ask. But b'yoyim zeh shetinosim malchusecho, you sing Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imlech lo'ilom boyah, to think he was the Melech forever, not in this world. No, I have to really forget about this whole big picture. Think of human beings. How many human beings were in the world already? We always see the Gemara and Gittin. Thousands and billions of Yidden. So many people, so many human beings, so much tzaddikim, so much tamidei chachomim, so much people that passed this yoinus. Even in that picture, I'm a nobody. Yim lo ich lo ilo boet. Malochim, eilu ve'eilu belag melagim, eilu ve'eilu bedilug medalgim. Hashem melech, Hashem moloch. It's enough in these pieces to have that part of the avodah. I'm saying it's hard for a bachur, especially if it's the first year, the second year that he's working on these things. It's very hard to have hours of focus on these kind of machshavas. And then you know, keil mole rachamim. Kein Mole Rachamim. Famous story. Say over. He's a Yid. He was standing, he's doing Kiddush. His kid was standing near him, crying, crying. The guy was about to die. He told him, Yankale, Yankale, why are you crying? He said, Abba, why I will not cry? You know, we lost mommy 2 weeks ago. You're about to die in 2 minutes. We don't own the house. I don't have brothers and sisters. And the minute that you die, I know I will be put somewhere. We don't want to look after me. They ask me why I'm crying. And the father tells him, Yankele, you know what is Keil Mole Rachamim? Remember when I do Kiddush, the kois is full. When I shake it, the wine spills all over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keil Mole Rachamim. Hashem is full with Rachamim. He loves us. He cares about us. I know when we start to think about it, it's very hard for us to daven. So why are we going to daven now? What will be? He's good for us. He loves us. My luck, it's good. Yeah, it's very hard to carry on daven. When you really feel that it's hard for you to daven, in that moment, you reach the void of Rosh Hashanah. Because again, because we are weak people, if you will stay only with that feeling, you will not stay with it, and then you will just not have it, and you'll be a dog. So it's not a void of every day. Chazal bo metake la shiveinu, slach lonu, reivon yeinu, refoeinu, barucholeinu, v'na tzadikim. Chazal bo metake in tfilis. Slaying more than one, we hover, we peg, we stop in a mash, we didn't kosher, but didn't kosher. We daven. But that is the whole years of Rebbe. The Rosh Hashanah, Melech b'mishpot yamid eretz. Now the second chilek, after you makir in it. So that is the whole world. No one needs me. No one b'etzim needs me. It doesn't make a difference b'etzim who I am. But Hashem brought me to this world, and I didn't behave like I have to behave. At 10:30, I left Seder, I schmoozed for 3 hours. It's not what he wants. I know it's not what he wants. I'm so embarrassed. I woke up, I missed my Krishna. For what? It's hard for me to wake up. So why am I alive? I'm a fish. The Torah says, no, Hashem created me for something, and I'm not doing it. How it could be that I'm not doing it? So I don't believe in it, what I'm saying? I did this and I did that. I schmoozed here and I schmoozed there. How I could do that? That is the charoto of the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. That that's what happens in tefillah. You mamlich beribayin shel olam, and you mischaret, and you misbayish. So I'm a nobody. No one needs me, and is listening to me. And in Rosh Hashanah myself, I'm already thinking, who knows what? Maybe I will leave this matter in. Yeah. I don't care, I need to go home. But I care about my king. He's letting me, I'll come to stay there late. Everyone will make Rifi in the Holy Spanish. But myself, Hashem, I'm Mamish, Evan Hashem, everything for Hashem. It's a bit hard for me to do it. So, my life is more important than serving my king. But I really believe that he's everything. It's a bluff. That is the reason, again, even the tshuva is not in Rosh Hashanah. We say after the Saratoki from Tfilo Shurgadu, En Kitzva V'atom Melech El Chai V'Kayo. Yeah? This is what we believe in. This is what we believe in. That is the Tachlis. So Chazal say, "Im hu lefonai malchu yiskidei shitam lichumi alicha." Now again, a person has to know if he doesn't prepare himself to this avoda, to this machshavas, how Hashem is running the world, how Hashem is melech malcha amlochi, he's keil moleracham, he's only good. He's testing you because he wants to be timatzliach. This is the way. Why my Nisoyin, like we spoke last week, is this was and that was, I don't know why. But everything is for one good. Everything is for one purpose. You have a avoid for Rosh Hashanah. Some people think Shmonesra is hard for them. I say when they say the Mizmorim, when they sing all the Hashem Melech, work on it. Also nice, it's Hashem Melech, it's a Kenigim, everyone sings together. Take the psukim. Imamish can have the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. When a person is makir in it, and he's embarrassed, a person says, I'm makir, and he's not embarrassed, he has to understand that he's missing in the makir. He's missing in the makir. If you need a favor from someone, and he chaps you at something that, like, now you don't know where to put yourself. If you believe that he's running the whole thing, nothing will happen without him. He doesn't need no reminders. But I have to damage just a little bit more. He's smart, good bookish rain is. He knows exactly. He knows you want to give up the chosen. He knows you don't have it. He knows. He knows. Don't worry. He knows. But when I say, is that a Shemaynah with Sosef every morning? Somebody with Sosef, you say, the job is. Now then you have to remind him in Shmonez. I'm not saying, could you forget? I hear. He wants you to be makir that he could do it. And to be embarrassed that you didn't do it. If you don't feel the embarrassment, it means you're missing in the feeling that he's there in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this secret. That in Rosh Hashanah to be Zeh, and I will explain to you why. When a person is makir, that Hashem is running the world, he's makir that Hashem is running the world, and Hashem is Kol Yochel, it's the easy pass to give you what you need. When you come and ask him, my friend is bothering me. I believe that you know, but maybe you want me to remind you, so I'm reminding you. Say it. Maybe you will listen, maybe you will not listen. That is the lower Madrid. Rav Chiya V'Bonov is the higher Madrid. Mashivo Ruach Osem Zikya. This is the Metzius, it works. If you will manage, I have such a machshavah. Now you have to understand, You know, one year I was mamish, like mamish, believing everything was from Hashem. I was like mamish. I was young, I had mamish the whole day. And Rosh Hashanah, my head was already packed, mamish, like busing from mamish from Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Sat there for hours. Musa, I was mamish already from Rosh Hashanah. Already. I came to shul and I got the wrong seat. Yeah? And I was on the way to get on the gabbai. And I don't remember now, yeah? The details. I think to myself, you believe everything is from Hashem and not. And look at it. So the whole of it, everything what you're talking about, it's below me. Well, if you know what it means, it means nothing, yeah? What it means, right? It's nothing. I'm 5 hours, I'm sure I'm mamish, like, you know, I'm already a malach. I'm all convinced. And just one guy switched my seat. He said, oh, but the mice are... The Alta Mishra, I think it was the Alta Mishra, his name was Reb Isaac. That's what they say all. And Slabotka, the meaning was that the fifth Aliyah, the Alta Bocha got. Alta Bocha got the fifth Aliyah. Shabbos. It was like the Nat Choshev Aliyah, yeah? And the Alta went with Reb Isaac to a village. And they gave Reb Isaac Chamish. From the altar was like Shech Musa. And I told him, I see that they shot you a Chamish. They shot that you were the Chamish. So Reb Isaac told him, I tell you the truth, the Kaddish came over to me after davening and told me he's sorry, he thought he's already holding a Shish. So he said, ah, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you Chamish. I thought it's the Gabbai, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam decided you were Chamish. But this is the Shtar Gevot. This is the way to live. So maybe, you know, you told him, if a person does it, maybe a person is a tzad, a person could cause you. But if someone didn't mean to damage you, so it's mamish from Hashem. Someone runs you over, takes you chavus, someone runs you over. Maybe he's sorry. So you tell him, thank you, you're sorry, but no, then it's Hashem did it, exactly, not it. So what I'm trying to explain is, it's easy to say, it's easy to think, yeah, it's not a avoid a kala. It's not a avoid a kala. It happened to me another year, again my seat was the wrong seat. And I said, I'm not going to the gap. I hold myself to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I had to go to the Gabbai to switch. I couldn't die. But this is what I could show for once. This is the reason I'm not saying we're not living all the life this machshava. Because Moshe, now everyone here will think, okay, now we're a little bit holding in that madrigal, yeah? You'll just walk out and someone will do something to you. You'll see in a minute you'll forget the whole shmooze. Because we're not really every time holding there. But at least to try to have a plan for Rosh Hashanah, to have a tfisa in this machshava. Now, this is a voida sayoyim. This is a voida sayoyim. Avada, the next step in that avoida is, while he's the melech, he runs the whole thing, and I'm so embarrassed, I'm planning to commit all of my life just to do what he wants. Like a bachur that was mesupik to go out to work or not. After Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't know what to do. Okay, his rabbi will tell him he's not cut for learning. I don't know who cut him, but yeah, he's not cut for learning. Could be, but he has to have that dilemma. If he doesn't have that dilemma, it means he was not connected. He's running the world. I'm a fish, so I have to know what he wants. What is the difference? Style will do things. I need to know what he wants from me. Maybe I'm mad for that. Maybe it's good for me because if I'm staying little, I'll get burned out, and there'll be nothing out of me. And it could be. I'm not saying not to change. But it has to come that Madrega comes. I want to tell you one little thing. It's going to be late. Everyone has the question, why Yom Kippur is not to Rosh Hashanah? Fruit to Tshuva, and then come to Rosh Hashanah. And we'll handle it. You made it. But the real answer is, what is the point to have a Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? That's it. After you live like that, the whole tshuva is a different level. Do tshuva before you turn on this picture. This is uplift to a different level. You manage to live a Rosh Hashanah, you're ready to start with the tshuva, to start the plan. Practical. Small Kabbalahs, Kishma, Maidani, every little one, we'll discuss all different Kabbalahs, how to switch and how to change. Practical. That is the Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah kofuf. Kamo dekaif in ishdaite tfei michel. Shofar shel Yom Kippurim is a midrash was poshut. Kamo de poshut in ishtfei michel. Rosh Hashanah, the more you bend down. This is what we need. Yom Kippur is practical. Everything is good, but I know the whole year I will not live like that. So what I do? I don't look here, I don't do use, I don't do step. That is the avoider. To start before Rosh Hashanah, what is the point? You're not ready to start. A person that doesn't use such a Rosh Hashanah, he's stuck with this question the whole time. Why Yom Kippur is not Rosh Hashanah? It's much better to do tshuva, then they come to Yom Adin. Do tshuva, what? The tshuva you will do now, very nice. If you will pass a Rosh Hashanah, and you will live a Bira Oilo. Again, believe how everything is in, and it's nothing without him, and he knows everything, and he's in charge of everything, and bad thing, he doesn't need us, no, but a piece of Tehillah. Embarrass how I didn't listen to him, and how much I want to commit to listen to him. What I will do, and how I will do, I have a Sesame Tshuva, I have a Yom Kippur. But this is the Avodah, the Aleph. The Aleph is, again, I'm saying, it's a little bit more from the regular level, but I think you're both of you could really holding in that madrega that you could start to come to that avodah of Rosh Hashanah.